For more on Iran's opposition movement, we're joined by Bahman Kalbasi. He's a Washington correspondent for the BBC's Persian service. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And first, help us put today's demonstrations into context. What has the opposition movement in Iran been up to since the summer when we saw so many mass demonstrations after the Iranian elections?
Well, this is a movement that is evolving as it marches ahead. The first week, obviously, was mainly a spontaneous reaction to the results of the election and massive protests that gave more sense to the movement itself of how much power it has. But it wasn't as planned as it is now. But as the crackdown obviously occurred, and it was clear to everybody that the government is using all tools available to it to control the population and the crowd, they have been strategizing their moves to see how they can proceed without paying too much of a political and social price. Networking via social media and using every available tool that is to organize for the next move.
Now, how have the Iranian officials, how have the authorities reacted to that use of social media and the internet generally to organize protests?
Well, I think the first and foremost priority is to make sure that these demonstrations don't happen, which seems to not have been working as much as they like. So the tool to do that is mainly cut off communication. The first move, the very first days, they were under this illusion, in fact, that if they arrest the leadership, that this will not be able to organize itself. And that failed. But the next step, obviously, was to make sure that the people, the youth, the ones that are actually the forming these protests, can't communicate, can't organize. Mm-hmm. So some of it has been through blocking almost every website that outside the country is part of the Green Movement. Or in for weeks, the text messaging was cut off. The last 3 days, the internet has been very, very slow to the level that some people can't connect at all.
And yet it seems as though a great many people were out on the streets nonetheless.
True. The interesting part about it that while they're using the very sort of cutting-edge technology, internet and otherwise, to try to get the message out, they use the very traditional ones as well. The chanting over the roofs at 10 p.m. That basically the whole city is hearing, the sense of solidarity is there, and everybody knows that something is to come up. So that chanting happened last night. Everybody knew there was a protest to be held today.
I want you to tell us about one other case, the mysterious death of a whistleblower in Iran, the young doctor who came out and said that the government was torturing protest. Just tell us about that case.
Well, he was one of the doctors who was at the site of the jail that now is known as Iran's Guantanamo, and the allegations of rape surfaced by the one of the leaders of their movement, Mr. Karoubi. He apparently was working as a doctor there and had valuable information for the parliamentarians who were looking into this and a small committee that was formed in the judiciary. So there seemed to have been a push to make sure that information is suppressed, that they came out and strongly denied the allegation of rape. A doctor would have been perhaps the key witness to people who had been raped and perhaps, transferred to his clinic. His emails that was sent out a day or 2 days before his death was very forward-looking, talking to his friends about meeting up soon. And obviously the death is very suspicious.
It is suspicious. Bahman Kalbasi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Kalbasi is a Washington correspondent for the BBC Persian service.